The Magic of Models. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Many artists use recycled objects in their works, discarded pieces of scrap metal, old wiring, organic material as well. But what sets Santa Monica native Michael McMillan and his models apart is his ability to fill in the gaps with his own metalwork. His exhibit, Outpost, is on display now at the L.A. Louvre in Venice. And here with her own review is KCRW's very own art critic, Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp. Hello, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
McMillan makes models. And when I think of a model, I think of a model airplane. I think of a model ship. Is that what we're talking about here?
To a certain extent. And even before he became a very well-known artist, he worked in the industry, the film industry, making models for films like Blade Runner. The technical term, I guess, is prop designer. But it is really his gift that in addition to using found objects that can be incorporated into his sculpture, he also can create his own patina, his own sense of worn metal, his own sense of weathered wood.
He is from the West Side, from Santa Monica here in greater Los Angeles. How has that, do you think, influenced his work?
Well, a lot of his work seems to be about a look back at a time when the West Side was an easier, softer place, you know. Santa Monica in particular, he remembers a time when the beaches weren't that crowded, when it really was a sort of a little community of old worn houses. And one piece in the show, in fact, is a sort of recreation of Ocean Park, where, you know, that you have the kind of old-fashioned signs and vernacular architecture. It's not nostalgic for a better time. It's almost as though he's making us aware of the passing of time. And often it's a bit of a dark and sinister view of what is happening to us.
The theme of his work also seems to be some sort of romanticization of early industrial times. Is that what he's doing here? Why did he go there?
I think it's more about, as I said, the passing of time. He was born in 1946, and like many people who have been in Los Angeles all that time, he has seen rapid change to the city that he loves. And I really think that each piece is about the passing of time and our genuine feelings for that. Each of these pieces actually doesn't really tell a story, but it implies a story. Let me use this one piece called Pequot 2, which is based on the whaling ship from Moby Dick. Now, that whaling ship in your mind would be made of, you know, wood or something, but he's made it out of metal, and he's added found objects in terms of old vacuum cleaner canisters to it, and there are figures on it, and a little motor that makes the sails ripple as though it's in motion. It's huge. It hangs from the ceiling. It looks as though it's literally going across the gallery. However, what you think about is you think about the implications of Moby Dick in the past, looking for the great white whale, and then you think, what is this military-style ship going after? What is its victim?
And another piece that you say is a highlight of the exhibit is what he calls Dr. Crump's Mobile Field Lab. What's that all about?
Again, an implied story, although here it's a little bit more than implied because there's a notice posted in the gallery that explains this is actually the subterranean laboratory that was found by an archaeologist, Dr. Crump, after 70 years hidden away. And this piece was actually installed at Caltech for a long time. It was a perfect place for it, where all those aspiring and operating scientists could go inside this little old trailer and see glass flasks filled with bubbling liquids and coiled tubing. But it's an old laboratory, so it's pre-digital, and you see black and white snapshots and Rolodex cards, and there's a monitor showing films. And these are short films made by McMillan, many of them in black and white, again, that sort of are really often about the beach or surfing or an idyllic life that took place in years past. It's an incredible piece by McMillan, and it's worth a visit to the gallery just for that.
It sounds really interesting. McMillan's Outpost is on display at the L.A. Louvre in Venice until Saturday, February 13th. So that's a week from this Saturday. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.